This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Due to the frequent rainfall this spring, many farmers in Iowa were racing against the May 31st final planting date to ensure full crop insurance coverage on their planted corn acres. Because of the race against the calendar, not all corn was planted in ideal conditions, which can lead to agronomic issues later in the growing season. In addition, some growers are now planting during the late planting period for corn, which runs from June 1st to 25th. What are some of the biggest issues for late-planted corn, and how is corn development affected? We will hear more from BEX agronomist Eric Bartels next.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 gallons of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Eric Bartels is an agronomist with BEX Hybrids, and he says that late-planted corn is typically at a disadvantage to corn planted earlier in the planting window.
Well, typically we like to have our corn in earlier than this date. Now, as a rule of thumb, you do lose yield, but we don't have a crystal ball as to when that heat is going to come, when the rains are going to come. And, you know, there still is potential for some of these crops going in the ground, even delayed, to have a very good yield.
Despite the potential for yield loss in corn that was planted late, overall soil moisture conditions have improved greatly this spring.
One of the things that I see is in a lot of these geographies, we've had drought for the last 3 years. And I think we have quite a bit of potential because we have good subsoil moistures. Our soil moistures have been replenished in the area where we have crops in the ground and we have, you know, some drainage. So we've got very good potential.
Bartel says there are many resources available from BEX to help with management strategies for late planted corn.
One of the things that I am very excited about helping guys have success this year is with some of our PFR proven research for mid-season and late-season management. It may include some foliar feeding or fungicide applications.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.